Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Fra Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Venice Film Festival, the 69th edition, and today I'm at the roundtable interview with Jonathan Demme, director of Insovitabile Music Life, screening here in the auto competition section.
Why did you fall in love with Insovitabile's music?
I'll answer you in this way. First, I love the voice. I love what the voice sounds like. Second, I love the feeling I get from what the voice is singing about, even before I know what he's singing about. Then I discover what these words mean, and I'm no longer surprised that I'm so moved by the voice. I think Enzo has as great a voice as exists in the world today, and I think it's informed both by the vibrations of his vocal cords are very excellent, but it's the passion for his stories that comes through. It's the connection between his heart and his vocal cords, and what comes out is singular. It's exceptional, and I love it.
Well, in Naples, did you learn some Neapolitan words?
No, actually, it's a funny story. I heard for the first time Enzo singing on the radio in New York. There's a show there called New Sounds, and every week the host, John Schaefer, introduces something you've never heard before and is almost always very interesting. So I heard Enzo on the radio, and I went, wow, who is that? What's going on in Naples? Anyway, I became a big fan, and I bought all of Enzo's records, and also Daniele Seppe and Spacca Napoli, and I feel like now I really know Naples. I was invited to the Naples Film Festival about a year later. And when I spoke with the director of the festival, who actually is the producer of this film now, Davide, I said, yes, I will accept your invitation if you introduce me to Enzo Avitabile. I was joking. But when I arrived for the festival, on my last night there, there was a little party, and Enzo arrives. They had tracked him down. Enzo came. And even though we don't speak each other's language very well, I got a tremendous feeling of brotherhood from Enzo, and I loved meeting him. And I thought, oh, I wish I could, you know, maybe I can work with him someday. Maybe Avitabile could do the soundtrack to one of my films. We had a beautiful experience. Goodbye. And then Davide called and said, would you like to make a film about Enzo? And I was, yes. I didn't have to think. And it was this, and Rye, you know, agreed to make this possible. So it became a question for us, what will this film be like? So Enzo and I, with help from interpreters, talked on the phone a lot, and we arrived at an idea which now turns into this film. We wanted to have to show this fantastic collaboration that Enzo is always doing with great musicians from all over the world, from all cultures. Also wanted to show his obsession with the ancient Neapolitan music and Italian music. We wanted to show that. And as much as anything, we wanted to make a special portrait of Naples that would be Enzo's Naples, not some New York director, Enzo's Naples. And we wanted to make sure that we had lots of people in it. When we arrived in Marianella, this became, you know, the fulfillment of that. But for me, I would only also say that I think whenever you do a portrait film, it's a puzzle film. You take someone who's extremely interesting, like Avitabile, because of his music, and now you try to solve the puzzle. Where did this person come from? What makes this person as he is today? And it was a beautiful experience for me to try to solve that puzzle. And I'm very proud of this film, and I love Enzo so much.
Did you learn some words in Neapolitan?
I'm Neapolitan, so I can check.
Okay. Rapa kate utele. Is that okay?
Yes, Maria.
That's the best I can do.
It's amazing how you managed to do like a very Neapolitan filming in an international way, just like Enzo is. So you really captured both of his, nature, the international way of feeling music and his his attachment to Neapolitan tradition.
Yeah.
So I felt that.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, because Enzo, I think one of the things that makes Enzo such a great artist is the fact that he's so completely open. Completely open. So he wasn't, there was no calculation in what he told me or where he took us. He was, this is me, for better or for worse. I'm going to open the book and help you solve the puzzle. And it was great, that degree of openness, because I think we discover, amongst other things, that Enzo is not just a great composer, great singer, great musician. He's also an obsessive musicologist. Obsessive. You can see all these studies he's done about the feet rhythms and translating of music normally done with drums and rhythms into other musical idioms. And I think it's great to see that naked enthusiasm he has for the music of people all over the world throughout history.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.